Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We are continuing our adventure through the book of Proverbs, and we're in chapter 25, verses 15 through 28. And a happy first day of August. Super grateful that I have this privilege to be able to pray for you. This is what Proverbs 25, 15 through 28 says. And this, for the next few days until we finish Proverbs, we're going to be in the English Standard Version of the Bible. That's the ESV. So this is what it says. With patience, a ruler may be persuaded, and a soft tongue will break a bone. If you have found honey, eat only enough for you, lest you have your fill and vomit it. Let your foot be seldom in your neighbor's house, lest he have his fill of you and hate you. A man who bears false witness against his neighbor is like a war club or a sword or a sharp arrow. Trusting in a treacherous man in time of trouble is like a bad tooth or a foot that slips. Whoever sings songs to a heavy heart is like one who takes off a garment on a cold day and like vinegar on soda. If your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat, and if he is thirsty, give him water to drink, for you will heap burning coals upon his head, and the Lord will reward you. The north wind brings forth rain and a backbiting tongue, angry looks. It is better to live in a corner of the house, on a corner of the housetop, than in a house shared with a quarrelsome wife. Like cold water to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Like a muddied spring or a polluted fountain is a righteous man who gives way before the wicked. It is not good to eat much honey, nor it is glorious to seek one's own glory. A man without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, again, thank you so much for the wisdom that we've been walking through the past couple months and just steeping ourselves in the book of Proverbs. And I'm so grateful for Lady Wisdom and the fact that we can find that every single day of our lives if we're confused. And thank you again for the relational help that I have found in the book of Proverbs. Lord, we do pray today, and I pray today for patience. So many times I try to make things happen and step ahead of you instead of trusting you. And so I pray for the person today who's in that predicament of just wanting to make things happen. And yet maybe you're saying, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted among the earth. And so, Lord, help us to be still and trust that you are at work, that you are going to will and work for your good pleasure. And your spirit is alive and working in the sons of men and women today. So help us to rest in the fact that you have a plan and we may not understand it, but you're working it out for our good. Lord, also help us not to be gluttonous. Talks a little bit about honey here and eating too much. Also help us to be kind-hearted when it comes to our neighbors and our friends and not to overstay our welcome. Lord, for those who have trusted in someone who's treacherous in a time of trouble, you liken it to a bad tooth. And I've had a bad tooth before, and that is no fun, and it's super painful. And I know that a lot of times when we trust someone, we have expectations that they're going to actually be trustworthy. Otherwise, we wouldn't have trusted them in the first place. So, Lord, I know that there's heartache involved for those who have entrusted themselves to someone who then has proven himself treacherous or herself treacherous or untrustworthy. So, Lord, would you salve any relational wounds today that are just so heavy, that sin of betrayal and the feeling of someone not meeting those expectations? Lord, maybe some of us need to lower our expectations, or maybe sometimes, Lord, we're just hurt by somebody else and they just haven't done what they said they would do. And so, Lord, in this world, we will have trouble, and we will particularly have trouble in our relationships. So I pray that that you would just give us the strength we need to either endure or to create a boundary or whatever it is that you're calling us to do with that difficult person. But Lord, it also says that if we have an enemy and he's hungry, we need to give him bread. And if he's thirsty, to give him water to drink. So Lord, teach us what it means to love and pray for our enemies and those who have harmed us. That is such a beautiful thing. And we see this echoed again in Romans 12 at the very end. These same verses are quoted. And so, Lord, help us to be like you, because you send the rain and the wind, and you give crops to the evil and the good. And so help us to be like you and love those who persecute us and love those who hurt us and love those who may have needs, but we are in out of relationship. Help us to just hear from you and do the thing that you're asking us to do. Lord, we want to be like cold water to a thirsty soul today. So would you show us a thirsty person that we can pour into? And I know for me, I just have such a more, such a joyful day when I know that I've met a need. So show us those needs and help us to have the ability to meet them, whether that be emotional or physical or financial, whatever that is, Lord. Thank you so much for your love for us. Thank you for imparting such wisdom to us. And thank you for walking alongside us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Hey, this month there's something really exciting. We're working toward having those prayers like last month. They were transcribed. And so if you didn't know that, go back through the July episodes and see what's happened there, because it's been really cool. I had someone volunteer to do that in July. So grateful for that. Hopefully this month we'll have the same thing, or I'll be able to hire someone. So anyway, all of you who are patrons, thanks so much for that. And if you'd like to help the show, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday, and there's different levels, and I've got paintings for you at the $5 level and free podcasts at the $20 level. So thanks so much for those of you who are supporting the show, and have a great day.